Hi everyone, welcome to the program. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
And today, Anna, I know you must be very excited.
What's that?
Because we're talking about your favorite pop group.
My favorite pop group?
Yeah, no, it's not, they're not your favorite pop group. One Direction.
One Direction? Yeah, Two Directions?
No, One Direction. One Direction, the pop group.Five boys from England sing all those songs.
Oh, that band?
Yeah, your favorite,not your favorite band.
What? I like them.
You do? Okay,you know who they are?Well, soon you and you and me and everyone,we will know a lot more about this band because we'll be talking about them for the next few lessons.
赶快看看今天的文章。
One Direction.
Wherever they go, hundreds of screaming fans follow them. No, we're not talking about K-pop groups Super Junior or Girls' Generation. We're speaking of the UK boy band One Direction. One Direction has members Harry, Niall, Zion, Lewis, and Liam. They debuted in September 2011. Since then,They were able to take the music world by storm. People even compare them to the Beatles, a successful British band from the 1960s. However, One Direction will tell you they are making a path of their own.
Word power!
Hundred, hundred. My sister bought hundreds of flowers to decorate her wedding. My sister bought hundreds of flowers to decorate her wedding. Band, band. Kurt is a talented musician.And also plays in a rock band. Kurt is a talented musician and also plays in a rock band. Compare, 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 compared, compared. My teacher compared Picasso's and Monet's painting styles in class.My teacher compared Picasso's and Monet's painting styles in class. Path, path. Some people believe laughing is the path to a longer life. Some people believe laughing is the path to a longer life.
All right, One Direction, one of the most popular young bands around these days, right? You can find their videos on lots of different places on YouTube. They have millions of viewers. And as the article begins, wherever they go, hundreds of screaming fans follow them.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
That's a lot.
So if they're walking down the street, there's hundreds of screaming fans. If they're driving on the highway, there's hundreds of fans running really fast. And if they're flying to another country, there's hundreds of fans following them.
Are you telling the truth or exaggerating?
Well, that would not be true. I think what this means is...Basically, if they're in England or America, their fans always know where they are. They're checking out their websites, you know, following them on Twitter. And there's not just a few, there's hundreds of these fans. 100, of course, is 100, right? 10 times 10 is 100. When we say hundreds of something, we just mean a large number, okay? It could be thousands if it's even bigger, or millions.I'd say there's probably more than hundreds of fans. I'd say probably thousands or even millions.
真的哦。
Because they're so popular. But 100 is still a big number. H-U-N-D-R-E-D. H-U-N-D-R-E-D. Of course, with an S if you use it in this way. Hundreds of.
所以其实中文的100在英文就叫做 100. H-U-N-D-R-E-D, 100. 可是我们看到的是 hundreds of fans,、
That's、
hundreds、
right.
of something. 所以是好几百个啊，数以百计，其实就是很多很多的意思。
That's right. It's、mm. a big number, but we don't really have to know the exact number.、Mm-hmm. We just need to understand it's a big number.
很多、
啊。For example, my sister bought hundreds of flowers.To decorate her wedding. My sister bought hundreds of flowers to decorate her wedding. Was it 223? 317?
We don't
it
know.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's just a lot of flowers.
对，所以重点到底是几百几多少呢？那个不是重点，好不好？就是好几百个，然后很多很多的意思。当然One Direction, 不管到哪里都有 hundreds of fans screaming, following them.、
Mm-hmm. To scream is to yell very loud. People scream when they're in danger,、mm-hmm. when they're hurt. But also, some young girls scream when they're in love with these really cute pop stars. Ah, One Direction, ah!
对，真的是为什么 Why?
You tell me, you're a young girl.
为什么要尖叫呢？我想想看哦。
When you were young, did you ever scream for any pop stars?
Oh,
yeah,
I think so.
See, there you go. And of course, there's、uh-huh. the old movies of the young girls screaming for the、uh-huh. Beatles or for Elvis. So this is not a new thing. Young、
yeah.
girls have been screaming for cute boys for more than 50 years.、So.
当然不管是这个 One Direction 这个 band, 或者是现在当红的什么 K-pop 的这些、mm-hmm. K-pop 这些 group, 像比如说 Super Junior.
Right, they're very popular.
对啊，还有
什么 Also, Girls' Generation.
Girls, 少女时代
Yeah, a bunch of pretty girls. So,、uh-huh. But we're not talking about those kinds of groups, these Korean pop groups. We're speaking of the UK boy band,、uh-huh. One Direction.、
嗯、所以在这里的这个 speak of 其实就是谈到啊 talk about, 提及什么什么主题或话题的意思。当然我们现在谈的是这个 band 叫做One Direction.
Mm-hmm. And they're a band. A band is a group of people who play music. Okay, they can sing, they can play guitar, piano. Doesn't matter, but if they're playing the songs together in a group, that is a band. B-A-N-D. B-A-N-D.
所以 B-A-N-D 的 band 就是乐团的意思。好，那这个团体呢，可能是这个只是演奏，或者是还有主唱哦，都叫做Band, B-A-N-D, 乐团 band.
That's right. For example, Kurt is a talented musician and also plays in a rock band. Kurt is a talented musician and also plays in a rock band.
Rock band 就是摇滚乐团的意思。
That's right. Now, One Direction, I don't know if there'd be a rock band or a pop band or something like that, because their music's a little more pop, but they have 5 members. The members' names are Harry, Niall, Zayn, Lewis,And my favorite, Liam. Actually,
Liam.
I don't know who Liam is, but they're all very cute. They debuted in September 2011, so they're not very old. To debut, we've seen this word before, I think. It means to do something for the first time. So they had their first show, their first song on the radio or on the internet. Anyway, they began making music in the world、about a year ago or a year and a half ago in September 2011.
才差不多出道一年呢，因为我们说啊，第一次发表首次的这个专辑啊，或者是第一次的演出、第一次的登台，在英文当中都用 debut，D-E-B-U-T， debut。注意后面 T 是不发音的哦，因为它是从法文字来的。
Mm-hmm. Since then, so since September 2011, they were able to take the music world by storm. All right.To take something by storm basically means to do really well right when you begin. You could say Jeremy Lin took the NBA、mm-hmm. by storm、mm-hmm. because he was nobody, and then suddenly everyone was talking about him. That wasn't really true, right? Because、mm. he was actually in the NBA for 2 years before he sort of came along. But he came along, the idea is here, he came along, he became famous really quickly.It didn't happen over 6 months. It happened over just a month or even a week or something like that. So it gives us the idea that One Direction became very popular very fast.
好，那我们在这边看一下，有个片语的用法叫做 take somebody by storm. Storm 就是暴风的意思，来的速度很快。言下之意 ，take somebody by storm 就是一下子就风靡了，让某人神魂颠倒的意思。 可是如果你说 take somebody by surprise， 这里的 surprise 是惊讶，所以是让某人很惊讶。所以如果要区别这两个片语的话，我们接下来就要请英文快译通出场咯。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通之大家来找茬。生活中总有许多令我们意想不到或是非常难忘的事情，像是……
啊呜！哇，前面这个小妞看起来好正哦，旁边又停了一台超跑，好像也是她的耶，又漂亮又有钱，要是我可以把到她，就能少奋斗好几年了耶。小姐，小姐，你光是背影就这么的迷人，我不用看就知道你美丽的脸庞一定会 make my soul upside down， 让我神魂颠倒啦。
嗯哼，等一下，等一下，不会吧？用这么破的英文小把妹，不先笑掉人家大牙才怪嘞！在刚刚那个场景里面，相信各位同学已经听出其中的错误了。使人神魂颠倒要这样说 take someone by storm， S-T-O-R-M， 像大家都很熟悉的小贾斯汀，一定就使很多他的歌迷们都为他神魂颠倒哦。 Many teenagers love Justin Bieber and he is taking the world by storm，许多青少年都喜欢小贾斯汀，而且他风靡全球。Many teenagers love Justin Bieber, and he is taking the world by storm.
那是当然的，毕竟大家都叫我小公主嘛，我走到哪都是目光的焦点。嗯，当然用背影就可以 take you by storm 了。
啊，你啊，我一定是还没有睡醒才会眼花成这样呐、啊！是什么美女啊？简直是 make me shock！ 哎，卡扎捆卡好迷，进来照我酸哦！
真是色大胆小被狗咬哎！不过看他吓成这样，当然也不可能知道使人吃惊的英文要怎么说啦。其实和使人神魂颠倒的用法很像哦，只要将 storm 换成 surprise， S-U-R-P-R-I-S， surprise， take someone by surprise 就是使人吃惊的意思咯。而通常会使人吃惊的是事件，是一件事情会使人吃惊，所以像刚才的情况，我们就可以说 her beauty takes him by surprise，她的美貌使她惊为天人。Her beauty takes him by surprise.
怎么跑这么快啊？我都还没有把电话留给你呢。Take you by storm. 什么 take you by surprise 是什么？
同学们觉得这位小公主是 take you by storm 让你神魂颠倒，还是 take you by surprise 让你惊吓不已呢？美丑是很主观的，但是英文的用法就一定要熟记，才不会出糗哦。英文快译通，我们下次再一起来找茬吧，拜拜。
Alright, well of course they come from England, so it saysPeople even compare them, that's compare One mm-hmm. Direction, mm-hmm. to the Beatles.
Beatles?
The Beatles, who Beatles? Of course, yes, of course everyone knows the Beatles were a successful British band from the 1960s, probably the most famous band in history.
In history.
Yeah.
I think so.
So I think they're comparing them, right? To compare things is to put two things...side by side to kind of look at them、mm-hmm. and see the ways that they're the same or the ways that they're very similar or the ways that they're different, right?、Mm. So, for example, if you're going to buy some clothes, you might find two shirts that are both kind of nice, both kind of the same color and might say, and you look at them, is this one better made? Is,、mm-hmm. is it cheaper? Is it the right size?、Mm-hmm. You know, you have to kind of look at the two and then、mm-hmm. you choose one of them.After you compare.
That's right.
C-O-M-P-A-R-E. C-O-M-P-A-R-E.
所以在这里的 compare 就是一个动作，什么动作呢？就是比较的意思。不过这个动词呢，因为它以一结尾，所以它的过去式跟过去分词直接加 d 就可以了。compare, compared, compared。当我们在做比较的时候，不一定只有比两个啦，有时候比三个啊，或者是比四个啊。总而言之呢，把什么东西拿来比一比，叫做 compare。
For example, my teacher compared Picasso's and Monet's painting styles in class. My teacher compared Picasso's and Monet's, both famous painters. My teacher compared their painting styles in class to show how they're different.
对啊，像这个美术老师可能会把两个人不同的画作啦，拿来比一比，看看其中的这个差异为何。所以啊，有些人甚至把 One Direction 跟 The Beatles 披头士的合唱团来拿来比一比耶。披头士合唱团呢，如果你不知道的话，可以 Google 看看，1960年代全世界非常红的一个英文乐团，英国乐团。
That's right. However, if you compare them, and One Direction will also tell you,that One Direction are making a path of their own. Okay, a path of their own. Well, a path is a road. It's a small road that you might walk down. But in this case, a path of your own is you're doing it your own way. You're not following another way or having people tell you what to do. You're doing it your own way. Path is P-A-T-H. P-A-T-H.
也就是途径或者是方式的意思。像例句提到 ,Some people believe laughing is the path to a longer life. 如果笑的话可以活得更久哦。
Very interesting.
So, people compare One Direction to the Beatles?
They do, but I think that's because they're kind of famous, they're young, they're cute, and they're from England.
对吼，因为刚好都是英国的团体嘛。那 One Direction 到底还有什么样的特色呢？他们到底是什么样的一个组合？怎么样开始的呢？明天继续收看我们的文章。
A-Fun 小聚会。
Hello everyone, I'm Evita. Happy New Year! 新年快乐！新的一年有新的单元 A Plus 小聚会来欢迎大家哟。那么今年是2013年了耶，昨天跨年，不知道你们大家有休就去看烟火秀吗？当身边的朋友要揪团去看烟火的时候，想必就会说，我们去看烟火吧。那么英文的说法就是 Let's go see some fireworks. Let's go see some fireworks. 请同学们跟我复诵一遍 Let's go see some fireworks. Very good. 可是跨年也不一定只能看烟火啊，我们也可以揪团去看跨年电影，那就可以说 Let's go see a movie. Let's go see a movie. 还有还有，如果要看演唱会，像是五月天每年都会办跨年演唱会，那我们也可以说 Let's go see May Day's concert. Let's go see May Day's concert. 不管你跨年的时候要用什么方式来庆祝新的一年的到来，想要约人揪团的时候就用 Let's go 加上你想参与的活动就好了。不过想参加跨年烟火秀的同学，记得记得下次要卡位成功哦，毕竟每年台北101的烟火真的都很漂亮，所以各位同学不妨跟同学开始说 Let's go see some fireworks.
One Direction.
Wherever they go, hundreds of screaming fans follow themNo, we're not talking about K-pop groups Super Junior or Girls' Generation. We're speaking of the UK boy band One Direction. One Direction has members Harry, Niall, Zion, Lewis, and Liam. They debuted in September 2011. Since then, they were able to take the music world by storm. People even compare them to the Beatles,a successful British band from the 1960s. However, One Direction will tell you they are making a path of their own.
Hundred. Hundred. My sister bought hundreds of flowers to decorate her wedding. My sister bought hundreds of flowers to decorate her wedding. Band. Band. Kurt is a talented musician and also plays in a rock band. Kurt is a talented musician and also plays in a rock band. Compare. Compare. Compare, compared, compared. My teacher compared Picasso's and Monet's painting styles in class. My teacher compared Picasso's and Monet's painting styles in class. Path. Path. Some people believe laughing is the path to a longer life. Some people believe laughing is the path to a longer life.